All right, today we go into issues related to charchai, related to medicines or any chametz hanifgam. We learned last week that charchai kaidus manei moter, which means that chametz, gomor, bread, that was charchai kaidus manei, that was made inedible, burnt, Kaidim's man. I mutter b'hanah, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says mutter b'hanah. The question is, what about achila? Is achila mutter? So we had a machlokes, the Ran and the Rosh. Shita Saran was that it's mutter b'achila too. If it's nifrach, it's mutter b'achila as well. And Shita Sarash was that it's asr ba'achila because of a svara which we call achshavei. The svara of achshavei is that being that he's setting out to eat this, he's showing that to him this is kosher. And even we don't say batla daite ka chaladam, if he's saying that for him this is kosher, then it's asr, even though the Rosh says it's asr, even though it was nichrach, but it's asr. We said it says to the Rabbanon, it's also to eat it. So we have a machlokes to the Rosh and the Ran, if you're permitted to eat chametz that was nechrach, chametz that was made not right. We also said that the rule of achshavei means you can't eat it deliberately. But the Magen Avraham said that if you have ink, which is made from chametz, and you're certainly allowed to write with the ink. It's not right. It's not. It's muta ba'anah. It's nichrach. Ink is not right v'achila. So Magen Avraham said that you don't have to worry if you put the pen to your mouth, and some of the ink will go into your mouth and you'll swallow it. There's no problem because you're not achshavei. You're not showing it's chashav to you. And kol zman you don't show that it's chashav to you, there's no problem of achshavei, and the neilat muta. And the Chak Yaakov said more, that even if the ink spills into a pot of food, and now you're going to go and eat the food, it's still mutter. Because you're not achshavei, you're not eating the food because of the ink that fell in. You have no chashivas to the ink. You're eating it because of the rest of the food. So if you have a case where it's not achshavei, where there's no achshavei, then it's mutter b'achila for kuliyam. So Rav Moshe writes, and Chazon Ish, that if you take a medicine, and the medicine has in it chametz that was nechrach, chametz that was spoiled, that eating of the chametz as a medicine, that's not called achshavei. You are machshev the thing as a food because you take it as a medication. Because the medicine is not food. If you take something as food and you eat it, that's achshavei. You're showing that to you it's considered a food. But if you take it as medicine, there's no achshavei. You would eat whatever it is. You would eat a piece of plastic if it was medicine. You would take paper. It's not it's a food. So the Meila, they say that there's no achshavei on medication. And therefore, any medicine that has in its chametz that's not roi l'achilas kelev, is mutter, it's mutter to eat. Like, this is the basic idea of the Rosh. Yeah? Should be in the Machatchila. Should be in the Machatchila. What? Machatchila, if you have Chomish Shenechrach, you're allowed to have anah from it, Machatchila. You should be allowed to eat it. If it's not achshavei, you should be allowed to eat it. According to the Rosh says if it's achshavei, you're not allowed to eat it. So if you have a way of eating it that's not achshavei, like if it's, some of it went into the pot of food, you're allowed to eat the pot of food l'chatchila because you're not achshavei. If you're not achshavei, so it doesn't have a din chametz. No, not if you purposely put it in. If it's spilled in, if it accidentally spilled in. Are you allowed to eat it now, l'chatchila? Oh. Are you allowed to take a medicine, l'chatchila? So you're allowed to take it because it's not achshavei. So you'd be allowed to take it, so there'll be no problem of chametz with medications, provided that the medication is nistal me'achilas kelim. Okay, if it has a good taste, we're going to talk about it.
But,
so we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it. Hold on. I'm thinking of something. There's another kula, tremendous kula, that says in the Nedeb Yehuda and in the Chazon Ish. I don't think the Chazon Ish doesn't have any kula. Chazon Ish says, the Chola Torah kula, you don't need Nisam Echilas Kelas. Let's say you have Nevela. Nevela is Mutta, even if it's Nisam Echilas Adam. As I mentioned to you last week, Chola Torah kula, if it's not Roy Lachilas Adam, it's already Mutta. Why, by Chametz, do you need Nisam Echilas Kelas? So, I mentioned this on Thursday, the Ran. The Ran says, because on Pesach, the Torah asks Chametz and Sa'ar. The Torah specifically says, Lo yirah lecha Chametz, v'lo yirah lecha Sa'ar. What is Sa'ar? Remember what Sa'ar is? Remember Sa'ar, right? It's a sourdough, which is not Lo yirah lecha Sa'ar. And the Torah still says that there's an Issa Sa'ar. So since the Torah asks Sa'ar, and the Gemara says, Sha'roi lechameya by kame yisais, because you can take Sa'ar, sourdough, and use it to make other doughs into chametz. Since the Torah asks Sa'ar, we see that not roi lachivas adam is not enough, and it's got to be in the roi lachivas kelev. This isn't around. Look in the Yehuda and the Chazon Ish. Let's say I have a chametz which is not roi lachameya by kame yisais. I have something of chametz that's not roi lachivas adam, and it could not be used to make other Isais arise, not Sa'ar. So they hold that then Enuray Lachilas Adam is enough to be Matir. You don't need Enuray Lachilas Kelim. Then if it's not a Chametz with which you could be Mechameya by Kama Isais, it was never a dough, you have flour, flour or wheat starch or something, and if there was not roi lechameya by kame yisus at any point, they say then it's even mutter if it's in roi lachilas adam. And the Chazon Ish writes that therefore many of our medicines, even if a kelev would eat it, but it's not roi lachilas adam, that's enough to be matir medicines on Pesach, even if they're made from chametz. Chazon Ish holds as long as it's not Roy lachilas adam, it's already Muslim. So these are two kubits in medicine. And now we're going to have to understand what the big deal is over medications today. There is a big deal. I want to get to that. Yes. Right. So these are the kubits about medicines and. Based on Charcha. Now, we'll get into a different discussion. We have to do, in order to understand the issue. Now, let me tell you what the issue is, and then we're going to get into the lumbus of the whole circuit. The issue about liquid medicines, there are two types of medicines. There are medicines that are liquid and medicines that are solid. But liquid medicines have alcohol is chametz. Many of them, not all. Many have alcohol, which is made from chametz. Now, that alcohol, the etzem is not roi lachila, not even lachila kela. You have colognes that have alcohol. It's not roi lachila. Why do they make it not roi lachila? Alcohol is roi lachila. So the place can bring down. That these things, the etzem would be roi lachila, but the government has a tax on alcohol. On schnapps, there's a tax. On alcohol that's made for medicines or colognes, there's no tax. The tax is only on alcoholics, on drinkers. So, in order to get by, there should be no tax. the companies have to be pagan. They have to make the alcohol not roi v'shtir. And that's what they do. They put in something into the alcohol, which makes it not roi v'shtir. The alcohol, the etzem, would be roi. The same alcohol as you get in schnapps. But they put something in that makes it not roi l'achila, and presumably not even roi l'achila's kelim. The problem is that it's possible to change it back. If you really want, you can take this alcohol and even just by pouring it through bread or through something with something which would sift out the particles, the thicker particles, you can make it back into roi l'achila. That's called in halachic terms pogum ulubesayfish biyach. Something which is no good and can be made back roi l'achila. So the issue is, the whole issue in all these products, what's the halacha in such a case? Something which is pogum, which is not roi, and it's possible to make it roi again. What is the halacha of such a thing? Does it have a din of nechrach, or does it not have a din of nechrach? The machmirim amachmir, because they hold the chumra, since the thing could be made back roi l'shtir. And the Mekilim hold, no, once it's pogum, it's pogum. So we're going to try to understand the lumbus. This is the bottom line. You want to know, the emes is that most pills don't have to be kosher pesach. Most liquids have a problem. The problem is over the alcohol. And this is the nidain, this is the issue of whether this is mutter or not, and we're going to get into the lumbus now.
I would say that very well proved
that I'm not right. Look, I mean, why? It would be surim? You mean that it would be mutter? I don't know. I don't think so. So, look, I'll be making a bracha, yes. You know, make a bracha, hey, it's not even a chocolate. But, that'd be surim, I don't know. All right, so in order to get into this, we have to learn there's a Chavis Das, Simon Kuf Gimel, Chavis Das Aleph, Yardaya. Which is the very sadistic of Chavis Das in understanding the whole sugya of Meisim Tamos Gam, of things that are spoiled. Now Chavis Das is not going on Chavis. He mentions Chavis at the end, but he's shtells avek the rules of things that are not, that don't taste good. The rules of Meisim Tamos Gam Beisurim. You have to listen carefully if you have the basic premise. If you don't get all the nafkaminis, you'll be okay. The Chavis Das is yisai is that there are two types of ruined food, two types of problem. One is when the food itself becomes spoiled and becomes not roi l'achila. When the food itself becomes something which is not roi l'achila, that it becomes mutam and atayra. Why? It says that if you have traces, you should give it to a ger, to a guy, ger taisha. So masha roi lager is awesome. Masha eni roi lager is mutter. Anything which is not roi l'achila sa'adam, it's mutter to eat. Side it's nevela, side it's trefa, virtually all these surim have a heter of eni roi lager. Now we're lachimas adam, then the isadai raisa falls off. That's one type of problem. What's the lumbus? Why is that mutter? What would you say? Why is it mutter? It's not food. It's not an eiffel. That's not the heter of that. Is it's not an eiffel. The teras of eating. That's not eating. That's not food. Something that human beings wouldn't eat. In the way that Chilas Adam, that's not an idol. That's the Kuli Alma, that's the heter of food that becomes spoiled. Now, there's a second type of Nesim Tamos Gam. If you have a pot of fish that's cooking fish, and by mistake, something falls into the fish which doesn't make it taste good. Let's say you're cooking fish and some chocolate syrup falls in. Nobody's fish with chocolate syrup, right? It's definitely pica. So you get the trefa of chocolate syrup, and some of it falls into this pot of fish that you're cooking. Does the fish become trefa? So let's say it's not bottled b'shishim. Enough of it fell in that it's not bottled. The fish doesn't become trefa. Why? Because what the trefa that fell in is nice and tamlut gan. It gives a bad taste. And if trefa gives a bad taste in the tarubis, it doesn't answer. Okay, chocolate and fish is an example. I would talk to, well, what other examples are there? Something that falls in and doesn't taste good. Spoiled meat, but spoiled milk, you're getting into the first factor. It's already spoiled. It's not an oichel. I mean something where an oichel, a good food, falls in, but it's just a mixture of these two foods is not good. It's not something that that helps the food. Broccoli, you know. Even people who like broccoli, do they hold it gives good taste to a challenge? Some not, right? I don't know. But if you have something that you like it by itself, that's the whole point. You have a food that you like. You have two foods that you like. And they combine, they don't taste good together. Not everything tastes good together. So you'll be cooking a challenge, and for example, some that falls into a challenge that does not give it a good taste. So the challenge is mutter. Now the challenge is roi lachi masada. The challenge is roi lachi. Well, people would eat it. They'll say, oh, it has a side taste. But the challenge is roi lachi masada. But the challenge was kosher. The trefus that fell in did not give it any benefit. It was not nice and tam l'shvach. It was nice and tam l'fgam. That's another heter in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Kofimu and Yaradeya. If trefus falls into kosher, if it's nice and tam l'fgam, it's mutter. Why? Question is, why? Why is that mutter? What's the heter? What's the heter? If I'm cooking a challenge, and something falls in which gives it a bad taste. why does it become us? What's the lumbus that it's worth? I'm eating it. How do you know that if you don't have enough of it, it's not there? Follow? Because there's a cup. Okay, that's the Ran. The Ran learns that Einei Roi Lager includes, would a guy put chocolate syrup into fish? No. That's Einei Roi Lager. Either fish is Roi Lager. It's true, the fish, but the fish is heavy. The traces that fell in is something that nobody would put into such a food. It makes the food taste worse. It doesn't improve it. If it's something which doesn't improve the food, you're making a potato kibble and you put in, falls in certain spices, cinnamon falls into a potato kibble. Doesn't help its taste. Right? Oregano falls into a potato kibble. Doesn't help its taste. It could be that you like oregano, it could be you like potato kibble. But in the potato kibble, it doesn't taste good. Now, the kibble might still be edible. You might want to eat the kibble despite the side taste. But it's Einei Roi Lager. The Ran says it's the same heter. Because a guy is not going to put this, a guy is not going to eat, is not going to put this type of food in. And that's also Einei Roi Lager. That's the heter Shitas Ran. A guy would eat the kugel, but he wouldn't put this tray for size into the kugel. That he wouldn't do. So we judge, according to the Ran, we judge the tray. The trace is Einei Roi Lager. But the Ger would not put this into this time. Ger Tasha, we need the glass. You follow the Ran Shita? The Ran says it's all one heter. If some, you have something trace by itself, if it gets spoiled, you have a heter. If you have something with a tarubis, you judge would a guy put this into the tarubis or not. That's how you judge things. So, what?
It's a davar
aser, and it's still mutter because it's nice and tam l'fgam. You still let it eat it. You can taste it. You're biting into the kugel and you can taste that traces, but since it gives a bad taste, it's mutter. I said, then I'm like, Tom, look out. That's the Shita of the Ran. That's the Ran Shita. So according to the Ran, both types of pogrom come to the same head. The Rajba disagrees. The Rajba holds that there's a different reason. That really the kugel is royal again. The fish is royal again. Why is it not there? He said, because really Minatayra Trafus should really be Bakal Barayas. Really, all Trafus should be Bakal Barayas. Just that there's a rule called Tam Ki Iker Dairaisa. We learn that of a pasuk by Nazian, that Tam Ki Iker Dairaisa, those of you who are Yerodea are familiar with the term, Tam Ki Iker means that the taste, if you can taste something, Tam Ki Iker, if you could taste something, it has a chashivis as if it was the rice, as if it was the Iker, as if it was the thing itself, even though it's not the rice. But Tam Ki Iker Dairaisa. When you have Tam, that taste answers. And we learned this out of a pasuk in Chumash, which says that a nadir is not allowed to eat bread which is dipped into wine. Even bread which is dipped into wine he can't eat, even though it's rice bread and only a meat wine. But the Torah says that that's awesome. We learn from there, Tam Ki Iker Dairaisa. Zuck the Rashba. When the whole chiddush of Tam Ki Iker Dairaisa is only when it gives a good taste, like dipping wine into bread into wine. It's nice and tamless gam. When it's nice and tamless gam, when it gives a bad taste, why is it mutter? It's mutter because of the svara. Because it's really, because it's only taste, it's only tam, it's right something else, it should be bottled or right. And once it's only a tam, so we only aser because of gezeres hakasim. Something that gives taste, you only aser because of a gezeres hakasim by nazir. That gezeres hakasim is by nice and tam l'shvach, something that gives a good taste. Something that gives a bad taste, that we're not matir, that rather we don't aser, it's not included in the isra of tam keikar d'arais. Memela, it's mutter. Do me a gezeres hakasim. We only have what the Torah told us. The Torah told us a case. It's a chiddush. Ein l'chabayas of a chiddushay. We always say you can't stretch it to other cases which the Torah didn't ask us specifically. It's every gezeres hakasim is the defining factor. Every gezeres hakasim, the defining factor is the pasuk and nothing different, nothing less. Yeah. Because really, anything that falls into a tarubis would be bottom right. The only reason it's not Bakal Barayas because of Tam Ki Iker. So Tam Ki Iker does not apply when it gives a bad taste. That's the Rashba. What? So back is Bakal Barayas, and the rule of Tam Ki Iker does. Yes, yeah, there'll be, yeah, that's true.
So is the bad Tam
Ki Iker?
No.
Tam Ki Iker means that the Isser is as if it was there at the end. Tam Ki Iker means you have to treat the taste of the Isser as if it was the Isser itself. That only applies by something that gives a good taste. Something that gives a bad taste is mutter because it's mutter. Nothing to do with the gas.
Oh, it's bottled right.
What?
It's
bottled right. So according to the Rajva Shita, it's not like the Rana. They're two totally different rules. There's one rule of Eda Roy Lagan, which is horrified, which is something which is trefis that became Nisabsha, which became ruined or became burned. That's one halacha. And then there's a second set of halachas, which has to do with giving taste in the tarubis. Two totally different issues. What would be on Pesach if chametz, good tasting chametz, you have vinegar or schnapps or whatever ingredients of chametz you have, and it falls into a chicken soup. So vinegar, chametz and vinegar falls into chicken soup. It's nice and tamless gone. It's not a good taste. I assume vinegar and chicken soup is a bad taste. Does it answer the chicken soup or not? It's nice and tamless gone. it fell in, does it aser the chicken soup or not? So the Ramah says, Chametz is aser b'mashul. So the Ramah says, Nice and Tamil Gam is not a heter on Pesach. It's awesome. The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. No, the Ramah, there's a Ramah, it's in Tuf Mem Zayin, that says if it's Nice and Tamil Gam, there's an Issa Mashur too. The Mechaber says it's mutter. What does the Isser Mashahu have to do with the have to do with Nice and Tamil's Gam? Nice and Tamil's Gam, he says, is mutter. What's the Machlaikis Tali? So the way we understand the Machlaikis is Tali, if you hold that, why is Nice and Tamil's Gam mutter? According to the Ran, why is Nice and Tamil's Gam mutter in Taruvis? According to the Ran, which Kazeres HaKasav, Aveinu Lai Lager. Does that Kazeres HaKasav apply to Chametz? Yes, it applies. Charachai. All right, we need anyone to tell us. But we hold of a Kazeres HaKasav that if it becomes not Roy, that it's mutter. So then it's Harubis also. The same Hesed should apply. It has nothing to do with Chametz being bottled. It's a separate Kazeres HaKasav. Aveinu Roy. But it's a separate halacha. It was a separate halacha. Then on Pesach, it has nothing to do with it's a mashu and it's a mutter. But according to the Rashba, according to the Rashba Shita, why is Nais and Tamil Gam mutter? Why is it bottle in a taruvis? Because it's bottle b'rayi. There's no din of tam kikah d'araisa by pogi. But the heter is because it's bottle. Right? That's why every time, the Rajah said, every nice naf gam, why is it mutter? Because it's really bottle b'rayi. It's because it's not of nice and tam. Kikr. So that does not apply, that was what the Rajah said, it doesn't apply by nice and tam of gam. But according to the Rajah, the heter is that it's bottle. Right? It's bottle, and there's no din of tam kikr. So by chametz, with chametz is asa b'mashu, so it's not bottle b'rayi. So it's asa anyway, you don't need tam kikr. It's awesome because it's not possible. So according to the Rashba, it's awesome. So there's a tremendous nafkamina between what? No, the Ran would hold that it's mutter. The Rashba would hold that it's awesome because it's not the mashu. The Ran, what was the Ran shita? Now what's the heter of Nash and Tamil of Gam? Because it's Ainu Rai, it's Ainu Rai Lager. There's not two people variety. Ainu Rai Lager, Chametz Yinid Ainu Rai Lager. But bottom line, it's a separate heter, it's a separate halacha, it's not doing circles. So Ainu Roy should apply to Chametz as well. So we made it a heter, according to the Ran. It's totally in these two shitas. There are a lot of other nafkaminas. I hope you'll understand the Ran and the Rashba. Chavadas is setting it up for us. What the Ran and Rashba are doing are arguing about why a taruvis of Isser. Why is it that if it gives a bad taste, why is it mutter? That's their machlokes. I'll give you another nafkamina, an example. Yeah. According to the Rashba, according to the Rashba, has to work with bitful, man. No. Then you can't eat it. It's only the tarubis, right?
That was the case where the
vinegar and the chicken was not good. According to the Rashba, it will be mutter. I'll give you another example. Now, this example should illustrate the whole Kavadas to you, if you just follow. Okay? Are you allowed to eat a fly?
No.
Is a fly right like it was other? Is a guy eat a fly? No. So, Zavudim, the Yatushim, flies and mosquitoes and fleas, they're awesome. They're pogum. Gemara says, but I thought he came us for time. Very specifically said, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat insects. So that's why you're not allowed to eat insects. Is it a problem? Yes. But Afa became Asra Taira, it's Asra. Here's a shot. Let's say you have a fly which falls into chicken soup. Now, you go over to the hot chicken soup, it's boiling on the pot, you take a spoon, and you spoon out the fly with some chicken soup. does the spoon become tray? That spoon is now, when the fly was in the soup, it's bucket of shisha. There's always 60 times as much soup as fly. So the soup is kosher because it's bucket of shisha. When you take a spoonful out, and it's still very hot, assuming you still have the dinner of a cremation, or the whole cliche is awesome, does the spoon now become tray from the fly? So what would you say? What would you say? I want to start in, anybody? Kvaya taste from the fly. Kvaitaran. But
yeah,
but I would need to do it. A fly, according to the Ran, a fly, would anybody eat a fly?
No.
The Torah asked it. That means the heter of ger tosha, a guy would need it, doesn't apply to flies. Now, when we say the heter, that a guy would need it, doesn't apply to flies, is that true by a blia and the spoon too? The rattle holds that it's also, that the spoon is tray. Why? Because this fly has taste, it gave taste to the spoon, into the soup, into the spoon. It asks the soup that's in the spoon, it asks the spoon. Ah, it's a bad taste. But according to the round, what's the heter of bad taste? The gerashib sharefa didn't have us. Does that heter apply to flies? No. I thought he can't ask for tyra. So just like you can't eat the fly, you can't eat the blea of the fly. It's all the same, according to the Shita Saran. Because according to the Ran, there's only one rule of puzzle. That's the rule, the only one heter of puzzle. The heter is Lagera Shabisharefa Tidnana. That's the only heter. There is no other heter. So therefore, just like a fly is asur, because the rule of Lagera Shabisharefa doesn't apply to Zbubim Vyatushin. The same thing, the blea of the fly has to come on to the same heter. And that heter doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
The fact that a guy won't eat flies is not a heter, right? But flies. Because that's what he came us for tyrant. No? You follow? The fly itself is also, even though it has a bad taste. Either the heter of the gersh of the sharecha. We say, no, that heter doesn't apply to flies. Doesn't apply to
anything.
A guy won't eat the fly. And yet, nevertheless, Afalpi can't ask for Tyra. Just like you can't eat the fly, it's also to eat the fly itself. Because it's an exception to Lagerish of the Sharecha. So when you're talking about a blia of the fly, it has the same rule that even though a ger wouldn't eat it, Afalpi can't ask for Tyra. So just like you can't eat the fly, you can't eat the blia of the fly. According to the Ran. According to the Rashba, the two things have no connection. They're two totally different things. Eating the fly, you have to come on to Lagerish of Sharecha Tidnana. To eat the fly. So that, Afalpi Kein Asra Tayra. The blia of the fly, that has nothing to do with that. The blia of the fly is nice and tam lefgam. And any time something is nice and tam lefgam, is a hazard. Because tam kicker does not apply to something that gives a bad taste. So that, if you learn, like the Ran, both types of Pokemon have the same heter, and it doesn't apply to fly. But to the Rashi, but they're two totally different dinim. The two dinim have nothing to do with the other. Eating the fly, apapi kenas retirem. But the blea of the fly, that's a separate parsha of tam kicker. One thing has nothing to do with the other. So the two things are not connected at all, according to the Shita Saraj. This is the Machlaikis, the Ran and the Rashba. There are other Nafkaminas. Trying to figure out the other Nafkaminas will make you more confused or more... will make it easier for you. What do we have so far? We had Nafkamina of the fly and the Nafkamina of Chametz being the Tam of Kam. That's all just two. Right, the, yeah.
The Rashi said about the variety, you want to have a shishi.
The Minotaurus Bustle Beraid is not for the will of Tom Kirker.
Right, then there is the church is wider up the front of the land. You say,
Because that's not chametz. The chametz is just the mashu. There is no bitl of the ikar. So you have to find it.
You're saying
it's only about the Torah, so therefore you're going to have to. But in this case, with the Torah, it doesn't consider it. Doesn't have to do it. But it does. I'll tell you why. Because the Torah, we only know the Torah acid eating the insect itself, the ikar. The insect itself. Tom Ki'ikr, that the taste is off, so that we don't have a pasuk. The only pasuk we have for Tom Ki'ikr is the pasuk by Nazir, that taste asa. That's the, otherwise, with Blias, we wouldn't ask it. We only ask the Blias because of that pasuk. Being that pasuk is talking by Nazir Tam Lashvach, so any Blia from a fly, it won't be asa because that's Nazir Tam was gone. And there is no pasuk to tell you that a fly is asa. That's the ikar of the fly. Apopikain asfatira. We have a pasuk that tells you that to eat the fly itself is asr. We don't have a pasuk to tell you to eat the blia of the fly that's asr. Blia, that's only a chiddush of tam keikar. That's a chiddush din that tam keikar that has. The Chavis Das says a different nafgamina. When you put matzah meal into gefilte fish, is that nice and Tom Lashvach? Does matzah meal make gefilte fish taste better? Huh? It doesn't make it better. There's a certain amount that makes it better. But I remember here in Yeshiva, we used to declare on the gefilte fish, it's mezainis or shahakal. Because fish is expensive, and matzah meal is cheap. And that's why they put a lot of matzah meal in gefilte fish, only for one reason. Laharboi takamos, to add the amount that you have. You can only afford a certain amount of fish. Got to serve a certain number of people. So you add more matzah meal to the fish. The Chavis Das says, what would be the din? If you add, I'm not talking about chametz now, because chametz is separate parash. Let's say you add matzah meal that was a different instance, from wheat of Arla, from wheat of Bisurei Shvius, whatever, some matzah meal that wasn't kosher. And you put that into gefilte fish. And it's right fish. You put in, but you put this in with the intention, laharbay takamos, to make that you have a greater amount of fish. But in the taste, it's nice and tamlokam, it doesn't improve it. Does the matzah meal answer the fish?
It makes
it worse than it was before. Makes it worse. Fish is good. A lot of matzah meal doesn't make taste as good. Now, he doesn't mention matzah meal fish. He just says abstractly. He says if you add something lahagdil la kamus, but it doesn't give a good taste. So he says that this is also tali in the machlokes d'Ran and the Bashma. Why? Because the Ran says the heter is that a guy wouldn't do it. Here a guy would also do it. Laharbay sakabos, to make you have more. According to the Ran, it'll be after. Because it's only mutter if a gerashah b'sharechat inana, the guy wouldn't do it. If a guy would do it, so then it's after. So according to the Ran, lahagdil akamos is after. Masha'en came. According to the Rashba, it's mutter. Because it's batel berurah. Of tam ki'ikr, there's no tam ki'ikr if it's nice and tam l'sgam. So mameila, according to the Rashba, you'll have the same heter of nice and tam l'sgam. What's the difference? Your intent was b'harbay hakamos. That doesn't make any difference. This is a third nafka mina in this machlokes. Now, what?
According to the
Rashba, it'll be worth it. That's the time of the Rashba. Okay, getting down. Right? The Ran says that it has to be a ger wouldn't do this. A ger taisha, a guy. A guy wouldn't do this. So that's the heter of when it gives a bad taste. A guy wouldn't put vinegar into chicken soup. A guy wouldn't put chocolate syrup into fish. So maybe that's the heter. Here, a guy would do this. A guy would eat matzanel for fish. So then it's awesome. It's only mutter if a guy wouldn't do it. That's put the heter of pogrom. Otherwise, there's no heter of pogrom. Right. But the really, geya to us. But it doesn't give a good taste. As long as it gives it, it makes it less tasty. That's a heter.
This you want to do, but you don't want to.
So that's the question: does wanting to do make a difference? The Rambam would hold yes. As long as the guy would want to do it.
But the other case is, if I just have a cow, it's not helping the taste, but he wants to do it anyway. Before you're saying that it's something that the guy wouldn't want. Even though he holds it, it's more of an athlete. You know? So before the case was that it wasn't a good thing. Rajah holds, he wouldn't want to do it, it's still.
Rajah holds, look, the end is possible right. Tom is only also because Tom can't care. That's the only one that improves it. If it doesn't improve it, then it's not us. It didn't improve it. I should say that. Okay. The Ikar Nekuda of the Chavis Das and what's Nogea to us. What happens if you have something that spoiled Pogum? Let's say you have something traced that something bitter got mixed into. And it became heter. That's something that's not kosher al-fidin, and something bitter fell in, now it's kosher. And afterwards, you go and you fix it. Pogrom will be slightly shvichas. Something became ruined, and you went and you are mashbiach it afterwards. Pogrom will be slightly shvichas. What is the din in such a situation? What is the halacha of pogrom with a seifish biach? That's our issue. Listen carefully to what he explains. He says, let's see, what's the heter? Now we have to get down to the lumbus. The Ran said that why is something spoiled mutter? Because it's not an eichel. It's not an eichel. It's not a food. Why is taruvis mutter? It's also, according to the Ran, the same heter. It's not a food. If it's not a food, if it lost its shame eichel, it became heter. And once it became heter, even if you mashbiach it later, it remains heter. It became something which is mutter. Something which is mutter is mutter. And even if afterwards you're going to somehow make it taste good, it doesn't matter. It's heter. Pogrom of the seifish biach remains a heter, according to Shita Saran. According to the Rashba Shita, that's a question. According to the Rashba Shita, if you have something which is pogrom, will it be seifish biach? The heter is that there's no din of tam keker. The heter is in the taruvus of tam keker. You have something which has a number of ingredients mixed in, and right now it's got a bad taste. If it's got a bad taste, and now you make it have a good taste, to the extent that the Isser gives it a good taste. The Isser gives it a good taste. For example, you have a medicine, and you have alcohol in the medicine, which tastes good. You have alcohol, again, we'll talk about chametz in a minute, it's the same thing with chametz. You have alcohol in the taruvus. The alcohol really tastes good. But into this medicine, they throw in something else, which makes the alcohol taste bad. Now it's a taruvus of chametz, which has a bad taste. It's mutter. Now before we go any further, why is it mutter at this point? If the alcohol became pogrom before Pesach, Kaidim's man, why is it mutter? This is taruvus. Why is it mutter? So So according to the Ran, why is it mutter? Because it's in the right. In the way of the Ger, in the way of the Kelev. That's why it's mutter according to the Ran. According to the Rashba, why is it mutter? Because it's not making Talmud Shvach. Right? Right now when it's a mixture. Right now when it's in a mixture. Why is it Heter? According to the Ran, we have one reason. According to the Rashba, you have a different reason. Right? According to the Ran, the Karuvis of Isser with something bitter is mutter because it's not an Eichel. According to the Rashba, the reason it's mutter is it's not nice in Talmud Shvach. If now I that it's Heter, it'll remain Heter, it'll change into Heter, and it remains Heter. According to the Rashba, though, it's not. According to the Rashba, Tom Kaker, if you place the Talmud Shvach, it's Heter. If you place the Talmud Shvach, it's Heter. The Heter is not that it's not an Eichel. The Heter is that it's possible. If afterwards it becomes Isser again, place the Talmud Shvach, then it will be Isser. Then it will become Isser again. Because then the Tom is reawakened, and it's place the Talmud Shvach, and it'll be us.
But if there's food, not what you're making when it tastes better, just you're making the whole food, the whole entity, it's better.
You're making
the whole entity, the whole food that you have now, that you're not taking, you know, when you're having a principle of better food into the, into whatever good food you had, and better food is trace. So it's much of a food that food itself was not, it's that type of gum. Now if you're making the whole entire food good, so you're not taking the bitter food, that's
true, but you're making that the ister gives it a good taste. Aren't you causing the ister to give it a good taste?
You're causing the whole food to have it. You're causing the food again to have a good taste. You're sugar into it. But you're not causing the bitter food to have a good taste, though. I mean, you're making the whole food a good taste. The bitter food itself is still like no bitter.
The bitter food is bitter, but the ister gives it a taste now to this television.
Which food
is the alcohol. The alcohol tastes good, but it's not tastes good. They put something in to make it taste bad.
Right.
You get that.
Into the bitter food.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me explain. I mean, the question, the point of order. Is there, I just what?
Why
is he
the only right.
I'm just trying to illustrate to you what we're talking about. There are two demons of problem. There's one demon of problem, which is when the thing itself gets spoiled, okay? When the thing itself becomes spoiled, okay? That's one type. That's one type of problem. And there's another type of problem, which is when it's made to calm it down. When the thing itself is not spoiled, it just gives a bad taste. Okay, those are the two types of problems that we're talking about. Now, what is the reason for that answer? We have here a Machlokes around the Rashi. Okay? The Rashi, everybody says, why if something gets spoiled in this mutter? Everyone says, because it's in the right of it. Everybody knows that that's the answer. It's just like a mark. In the right of again, in the right of again. And by Chavit, you need an Eroi L'Kamah. Because the comfort of the art, you need an Eroi L'Kamah. But that's when something becomes spoiled. That's the Kuliyama, no matter what. What's the longest of this? Why is this mutter? So the Chavitah says, the longest is that it's not a fruit. It's not an edible. So it's not really good, it's cool, it's not a fruit. That's the head. They argue here. If something falls in and gives a bad taste, like all the examples that we mentioned, something gives a bad taste in television, the Ran holds that this is also called Eneroi L'Ger. The same happens of Eneroi L'Ger. Because the Ger wouldn't pour vinegar into chicken soup. He wouldn't put chocolate syrup into the fish. He wouldn't mix these two things. So therefore, that's considered also Eneroi L'Ger.
So according to the Rav, it's all one din. The Rav just disagrees. He goes, no, this is not called Beinaroyim again. Again, we eat this filthy, even though it has a little bit of vinegar in it, but it's still edible. He would eat it. What's this heter? The heter here is that nice and Tom looks down, and the heter is that you're going to teach that. This will arise on the Be'en. Right? The Be'en is what will arise. And on the Leah, it's the Tom looks down, is the heter on the Leah. Okay, so the head meaning the kufa is the bottom variety. Because everything is bottom variety. Just as it's, you know, nice and calm, and somebody gives patience with food or the food that offers, the top of God, that's the head for the bleeder. That's not for the bleeder. The point of the Kabbalah is that according to the Raj, it's all one din. According to the Raj, there are two different demons. This has a din of it becomes, in Johnson, not Isser, becomes spoiled, it's not Isser. It is, it's not I, it's not Isser at all. But here, it's a different reason, because it's nice and calm, because it's nice and calm with God. The Nafkamina, you mentioned, let's say the above Nafkamina, the Yitushin. By Yitushin, we have a given that the heter of any runner with air doesn't apply to the fly. The whole fly stays there. I don't know if you prove that, but all flies taste bad, we have a Kabbalah, the rabbit has say certain insects taste good. But all flies taste bad, the good nutrition taste bad, and the terror of it. So the difference of flies is good nutrition. Everyone agrees that you're talking about that also moving with the round rabbit is moving, but everyone agrees that this heter of spoil doesn't apply to Zvubin, doesn't apply to the fly. The question is, does this heter apply to flies? So we said, wait a round. The same answer. If this heter doesn't apply, then this heter doesn't apply. So Zubin, just like the better accident when you can't even apply, you can't even apply, we don't apply either. The rabbi says, no, this ain't a right again. The kind of said that it's Apple became up to Tiger. But Bleas, who says that on Bleas of a fly, who says that the better accident, this heter should still apply to a Bleas of a fly. That's the Nafkamina. It's two dina or one din.
Why does it do any din of the Nafkamina anyway? That's
the fly. Right, so everyone agrees with that. That's the only thing. Yes.
Well,
it's a plan of doing the whole. Think about it, okay? But the crucial Nafkamina of our discussion is the Nafkamina of Pogum of the Zedekiah. This is the Lundus. So he holds that the Lundus is not a food. And Pogum of the Zedekiah, according to the Ran, Pogum of the Zedekiah is Mutter. The Lundus was on Pogum with a heaven. So if you would have something like this type of alcohol, and later on it would be Mashiach, according to him, you would have a heter. That's the type of death. According to the Rashba, you have no heter. According to the Rashba, in a Talmudic, the heter has to be that it's nice and calm with God. And being that it's not nice and calm with God, in the Talmudic. Therefore, this heter does not apply to the alcohol, which you change. Which you change that. So getting back to our, now this wall is two lines in the Mitzray Kaddish. It's Kiddin and Dalin. He says, the Shiloh of the alcohol is totally the Kabbashat. He doesn't bring down the whole Kabbashat, Lord not Kiddin. But he says this, the Mishan of this Mishan says it also the Kitter. And the Moshe is not the Nisa. That's why our alcohol is a problem. Because it's something which is Pogum, now it's a little more than what I told you, but because Pogum is the Sefer Shtiach is often. And that's why this
problem of this talumis is not enough to be is not enough to be married. Mm-hmm. Now, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you tomorrow. I'll come downstairs.
Okay.
Now,
only thing that comes.
What? You see, there's another step to it, but yes, in all the alcohols, you can change it back. And that's the issue. Now, all right, just took that leg. Now, what's the chazer? There is a nafkamina between the alcohol case and the chazer's back.
Mm-hmm.
When you work it through, you'll come to an understanding of it. But if you understand the chazer's back, there's two types of problems. All right, tomorrow we'll see.